Hello, and welcome to the My Interest This Week podcast. My name is Jason Anderson, and I am recording this for the week ended November 1st, 2020. In this episode, I will be talking about my interest in finding a new job. I'll be also talking about possibly starting my own business, or at least some interest in that, and progress in gamings. Well, designing them and implementing. Anyway, so let me first get on to this job interview thing. I have talked about this once or twice on the podcast, and I'm sure some of you know that I have been trying to find a job for quite a long time, or at least find a good one. I mean, I've had retail jobs in the past, but I can do better than that. So more recently, I had been some people are helping me to find these better jobs. One of the things she found was this position for a local church. This is more of a volunteer position. I won't go into the details of how this got set up, but I will tell you this. It was actually a position for an accounting assistant. Now, my background is in accounting. I have an education in accounting. However, I haven't really did anything related to accounting. I mean, if you asked me to, I don't know, make the financial statements for some small business or something like that, you're going to have to ask someone else to do that. It's not to say that I don't know about accounting. Oh, yeah, I still remember stuff back from college, but going through all of the intricate motions and going through all of that, I'm still unfamiliar. So, taking a volunteer position like this seems a little bit over my head. Nevertheless, I went forward with it. So, this is for a helping the, I'm guessing, the head of the accounting at a local church. So I did the interview, or at least I tried to do the interview. The woman, I think her name was Tracy, she was very nice. She was upfront about this. She said that she needs a very dedicated person for this position. In their organization, they have very dedicated people who firmly believe in their mission, which mainly involves, you know, the church, the teachings of Christ, and all that nice stuff. And I flat out told her, no, I'm not very religious. Lord knows I'm not a spiritual man. So it's not to say that I can't do this. It's just that it would be very difficult, especially how they wanted their employee, well, not just employees, their volunteers, to be very outgoing about this mission for Christ, the teachings, and to a lesser extent, what they also did. I think it had something to do with missionary work and all that other nice stuff. And so I just said, no, that's really not me. She was understanding about that. That was great. And so we just ended it there. I seem to find some of these positions, or some of these volunteer work at these not-for-profit organizations, and I think of them as a great opportunity for me to grow and start my career, and they are great opportunities, but what I seem to find more and more is that they are that the not-for-profit organizations, these charities who need assistance and all that nice stuff, they seem to be more faith-based, and they really like to have dedicated not just employees, but volunteers, which is not really for me. I'm not a very religious person, so I don't know what I could exactly do with this. I mean, I've been mainly trying to find an IT position not-for-profit organization who needs help with anything related to IT, but I also find these, they also help me to, you know, those people help me find a position. They're also finding these accounting positions or assistant accounting positions or whatever and I don't know what to make of this. I mean, I would like to use my education in accounting. I would like to do something with that, but my wheelhouse is mainly in information technology. So it is difficult for me to go into an accounting position when I haven't really done that. I hate to say it, but I've been out of college for about 5 years, and some of my teachings have escaped me. So if someone said to me, hey, you know, do the books for this company, well, you're going to have a problem with that. Or rather, I'm going to have a problem with that. I mean, I know something about taking invoices. I know something about, depreciation. I know something about, say, accruing expenses so that you can eventually pay them off at the end of the month. And I do remember briefly something about the closing accounts at the end of the month or at the end of the quarter or whatever. Those parts I do remember, but I don't really know anything in depth about that. I've never really had any experience with this. So if I was doing this accounting volunteer work at a charity and they said, here's a stack of invoices, you know, put them into QuickBooks, I'd be screwed. So that's why at least I'm trying to go into information technologies, because I know how that works. I've been able to gain experience with it. I've been able to practice with it, with the technologies, how to set them up, how to maintain them, how to utilize them. That I know what to do. So I don't know what the heck I'm going to do if there is a volunteer opportunity for an accounting position. I don't know what I'm going to exactly do with that. This then brings me to my next interest, which is starting my own business. Now, having an accounting background, having an accounting degree really helps in starting a business, especially with respect to managing the numbers for that. One of the nice things that I know about is how to classify some of this stuff, some of the information that you have to keep track of when starting and maintaining a business. So for instance, one or two startup costs, I know how to classify those, ways of getting financial capital so that the business can continue to grow. Because in those early days of starting a company, you need to be really liquid. You need to have that money to grow. And also, you have to track expenses, revenue that comes in. You have to ensure that you track that so that you can figure out where your weaknesses are, where you need to invest, where maybe you need to make things a little bit better in your organization. The problem is that I don't have anything to really provide. I don't have a service. I don't have any product I can provide. So I can't consult on, for instance, network design or software design. I don't have any experience with auditing any real systems, let alone auditing the books. I do know a little bit about auditing a system, for instance, looking for safeguards, looking for controls to safeguard the information in the system. But I don't entirely know what controls to look for. Other than that, I can't manage people's books, not very well at least, and I definitely can't do people's taxes. There aren't any other goods that I can provide. I don't know anything about manufacturing. I don't know anything about supply chain management. I mean, it's pretty difficult to manage supply chains from what I've seen. You have to understand what the manufacturers do, the logistics of it, lead times. So, for instance, in logistics, you need to ensure that the materials get to the right place, and then once the materials are in the right place, that everything is put together on time. And if that doesn't work, and you really need to get a product somewhere, then you may have to get supplies from somewhere else. That can be also a real pain in the ass to find, at least with regards to supply chains. Heck, I don't even have a workshop or anything like that just to make anything. If I had a cabinet making shop of some kind, okay, I could make something with that. Heck, it would be nice if I could make a table or two or make a chair. Yeah, I'm sure friends and family would really love to get some of those, but I don't have the space for that. I only know bits and pieces of a business. I know where the money should come from, you know, the customer, and I know how to handle it. But developing a product to sell is tough. I don't really know of any new trends in markets which I could take advantage of and turn into some kind of a product. Even, yeah, that takes a lot of insight just to find a product which will, to find something in need and then turn it into something that other people want. While I do sometimes come across things that people need, am I really the person who can put them together and make a service of some kind or a product that will really help them? So one example is managing people's privacy. How could I exactly take their information, monetize it in some way, but at the same time maintaining their privacy? How? I don't know how to do that. I mean, even if I kind of sort of knew how to safeguard their privacy and tell them, hey, here's what we're doing with your information, how can I capitalize on that? I don't really know how to do that. I don't really have the resources for it. Of course, even if I did have the knowledge to do that, you know, to turn it into something that's useful, and then when I got the funding for this to turn it into a business of some kind, how long would it take? I mean, my competitors may already turn it around and turn it into something successful and then corner the market. Heck, another example could be, though I know that the Internet of Things is still a growing market, but what could I do with that? I don't know how to design and manufacture an IoT device, nor do I know of a company, nor do I have a company which can build them. It's not as though I can get a PCB or printed circuit board, slap some stuff on it, put an OS on it, and sell it. I can't just do that. I have thought of the security side of it. Now, that would be great. I could have an IoT device which is secure, which if people wanted could respect your privacy, and could still do the job. But how am I going to exactly manufacture that, sell it, ship it, market it? Marketing, that's another one. I don't know much about that. How could I do any of that? But then again, I still have this game that I'm developing. And I'm progressing with that. I'm progressing with something. I may eventually sell that. I'm going to have to market it and do something with it. Well, I've gotten somewhere in it. So, for instance, with respect to my game progress, this, you know, Block Wars game that I've been designing and building and developing for, God, I think a year or so, from what I've seen of the videos of it, I'm still trying to develop the random area arena generator. So this will have, you know, progressively or procedurally generated arenas. I still need to figure out how to tidy up the module, you know, arena modules. What happens is that I have this little algorithm method I use, which is currently a secret, that leaves unnecessary models lying around the map, and I need to figure out a way to remove those. I might just have some kind of mechanism in the collision detection of the modules to remove the unnecessary ones. Of course, the thing is that I need to figure out the which ones to remove first. I'm thinking about setting up some little method for removing the newest ones, because usually the newest ones are the ones that overlap. So that's one part I'm still working on. The other part is the local multiplayer. That's still coming along. I've designed it so that the test area, I think I showed that in one or two videos that I've posted, so that the test area loads after the character selection screen. That's coming along nicely. Of course, the baked, what do I have on there? There are baked lights. Those take a while just to load. Ugh. Well, whatever. The damage mechanics also work. So, for instance, one character shoots at another character, you know, and they take damage. But the death and respawn mechanic still needs to be debugged. I've had one or two occasions where player two, you know, they were taken out and they were respawned, but they were spawned underneath the map. So, yeah, I had to quickly fix that one. Looking to the future, I'm looking into online multiplayer. I may use this program called Nakama? This guy named GD Quest, that's how he pronounces it. Anyway, I've been looking into that as the server for the online multiplayer. Though I haven't even begun to figure out how all of this is going to work together. I did mention last week about what may go into the online multiplayer or some of the biggest problems I'll have with that. So, for instance, there's the lag, and there's also cheating and all that stuff. But I don't know what else is going to have to go into the server implementation. Now, I'm not going to rush to make the server, but I still have to, because I still have to make a bunch of other stuff. I mean, obviously, there's the local multiplayer, there's the fan mechanics that I'm trying to put in, for instance, involving a crowd of character, or a fake, you know, in-crowd, I should say. Also, I haven't even designed many and implemented many of the weapons that I'm going to consider. So, for instance, I'll have a laser beam. I'm going to have maybe guided rocket. No, not rockets. I'm still throwing some stuff around. Well, another thing that I have to consider is that server upkeep. I mean, even if it's 1,000 people who are playing this, that's going to be expensive. So I don't know how I may instead just go to a client-to-client model of online multiplayer. So what that means is there'll be a server to which the players connect to, and then it'll do some matchmaking from there. And so one of the players' computers will be the server, so to speak. So that's all the stuff that's mostly what I've been interested in thinking about over the past week. Okay, I think that's enough stuff that I've been rambling and raging on about. So anyway, if you want to get in contact with me, you can look me up on Twitter at FakeJasonA, or you can look me up at Mastodon at ertainatmass.linuxgamecast.com, or you can look me up on my blog at jasonsblog.place. And remember, you can't get to the top of the mountain if you don't aim for the stars. See you next week.